The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off with Carolina Performing Arts. Programs start there at 8 o'clock, unless noted. On February 15, it is Christian Scott, a two-day Ajua, working expertly in a hybrid of styles and traditions, New Orleans trumpeter, Ajua comes to Chapel Hill to headline the Carolina Jazz Festival, and that is at Memorial Hall. Sunday, February 24th, Carolina Performing Arts, Lucas Meacham, baritone. Raleigh native and Grammy winner Lucas Meacham has been hailed as a rock star of opera, with a career that sees him in leading roles around the world, on stages at the Metropolitan San Francisco Opera House, and more. This is at Moser Auditorium at 7:30. Friday, March 1st, it's Sammy Miller and the Congregation. Brassy, stomping, feel-good party jazz. Sammy Miller says his mission is to return the joy of jazz, and he and the Congregation play any and everything with verve and jump, as long as it sounds like jazz. This is at Memorial Hall. Monday, March 18th, it's Sharon Ensemble, brassy, stomping, feel-good party jazz. Well, that's the wrong one. I apologize for that. It's Monday, March 18th, Sharon Ensemble. Thursday and Friday, March 21st and 22nd, Kid Pivot. Known for her sharp wit and innovative use of text, dance creator Crystal Piaita teams with theater artist Jonathan Young and her own Vancouver-based company, Kid Pivot, in this new dance theater work about corruption, farce, and the forces of radical change, all based on the satirical play The Government Inspector. This is at Memorial Hall, with performances at 7:30 on the 21st and then at 8 on the 22nd. Wednesday, March 27th, Mitsuko Uchida and the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, considered one of the greatest Mozart interpreters of our time, pianist Uchida shares a long-term collaboration with Mahler Chamber Orchestra focused on that composer's piano concertos. Uchida leads the orchestra from the keyboard. This is at Memorial Hall, 7:30. Duke performances coming up. Thursday through Sunday, February 14th through the 17th, Stu and the Negro Problem, Notes of a Native Song. Stu and his mighty band, the Negro Problem, use American novelist, playwright, and social critic James Baldwin's work to examine our lingering civil rights woes through the rapturous mix of rock, jazz, and soul. This is Rubenstein Art Center, Vanderhaven Hayden Studio Theater. Performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are at 8. Sunday's show starts at 7. Friday, February 15th, Susanna Baca at Carolina Theater of Durham. Tuesday, February 19th, Frau Kito, hailed as one of the greatest flamenco dancers of this new century by the New York Times. Frau Kito has expanded the reach and reputation of the genre through dazzling performances that fuse intoxicating rhythms and whip-fast movements. That is at Page Auditorium at 8. Friday, February 22nd, Beatrice Rano on piano. By the tender age of 9, Rana had made her orchestral debut. By 20, she had claimed the silver medal and the audience award in the Van Cliburn Piano Competition, leading to a chart-topping rendition of the Goldberg Variations, and a 2017 win as the BBC Music Magazine's Newcomer of the Year. That's part of the piano recital series, and it's at Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Saturday, February 23rd, Duke performances. Stephen Isserles on cello and Robert Levin fortepiano. Isserles plays with great passion. His rich and muscular sound, combined with interpretive sensitivity, has made him one of the world's preeminent cellists. Piano and conductor Levin has held a post at Harvard for 25 years, where a prize for outstanding musicianship bears his name. As a performer, he is particularly known for his imaginative cadenzas. This is Chamber Arts Series at Baldwin Auditorium again at 8 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, Camille A. Brown and Dancers, Mr. Tall E. Rance. It took Brown 2 years of research to create Mr. Tall E. Rance, a dynamic work that looks critically and candidly at the enduring legacy of white supremacy in American pop culture. This is Reynolds Industries Theater at 8. Thursday, March 7th, Brother Ali, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. From his complicated backstory to his compelling rhymes, Brother Ali is a rapper without a rival. Albino and legally blind, he struggled to find peers in the Midwestern states where he spent his youth. Through the references made by his favorite rappers, he was led to Islam. For 20 years, he has funneled these elements of his distinctive identity into increasingly profound verses. This is at Motorco Music Hall at 8. Monday, March 18th, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels with Lucinda Williams. This is a Carolina Theater of Durham event. Thursday, March 21st, Anushka Shankar, also Carolina Theater of Durham. Then Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd, Manual Cinema, No Blue Memories, The Life of Gwendolyn Brooks. In less than a decade, the bold and talented Chicago collective, Manual Cinema, has become a theatrical powerhouse with mesmerizing shadow puppet spectacles, blending techniques from animation and film and performing with original music. Manual Cinema reimagines puppetry, inventing what the New York Times calls a spectral parade of fantastical images. That is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Up next, Arts NC State. And we've got February 20th through the 24th, Cabaret. This is at Stewart Theater, a university theater production. Of course, a young American writer, Cliff Bradshaw, and his love, the charismatic singer Sally Bowles, spend their days in Fräulein Schneider's boarding house and their nights in the seedy Kit Kat Club. This is at Stewart Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd and 23rd, Pedrito Martinez and Alfredo Rodriguez, both Grammy-nominated artists, first worked together on Alfredo's 2012 critically acclaimed release, Invasion Parade. Since that initial recording session, they have had the rare occasion to perform together as a duo, leaving audiences completely mesmerized by their fearless and virtuosic playing. Each artist brings a different approach to the collaboration. That's at Titmus Theater, 8 o'clock both nights. Saturday, March 2nd, David Rousseff, Reality, Halfway to Dawn, The Strayhorn Project. Though instrumental to the creation of one of the most important bodies of work in American music, Billy Strayhorn remains decidedly less known than his larger-than-life collaborator. As Duke Ellington's main arranger and writing partner, he wrote or co-wrote Ellington's signature like A-Train, Satin Doll, and others. But gay, out, and living in Harlem in the 1940s through the 60s, Strayhorn died largely unknown for his work, having instead led a private life, whether by personal choice or because he was fearful that the public would not accept his sexuality. The performance is at Stewart Theater. Thursday and Friday, March 21st and 22nd, Panoramic Dance Project Concert. The concert will feature a diverse range of dancing styles, including Afro-Cuban, Latin, modern, and tap. This is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Sunday, March 24th, Lightwire Theaters, The Ugly Duckling. This is Kid Stuff series. We all know The Ugly Duckling as the classic tale of belonging by Hans Christian Andersen, but we've never seen it quite like this. Using cutting-edge lighting technology, Lightwire Theater brings the beloved story to life in a blaze of color. Recommended for grades K through 4, Stewart Theater, 3 o'clock on Sunday, March 24th. And Friday, March 29th, Jasmia Horn, Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist and winner of the 2015 Thelonious Monk competition, Jasmia Horn has a name that speaks for itself, capturing her very essence. This performance at Stewart Theater. Then upcoming events in NC State University's music department. Thursday and Friday, February 14 and 15, Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2 at Titmuss Theater at 7. Wednesday, February 20th, Applied Student Recital, Price Music Center at 7. Tuesday, March 5th, Wind Ensemble Concert, Stewart Theater. Thursday, March 7th, Applied Student Recital, Price Music Center at 7. Tuesday, March 26th, Applied Student Recital, Price Music Center at 7. Thursday, March 28th, Spring Choirs Concert at Stewart Theater. And then Sunday, March 31st, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra at 4. Taking a brief look at what's coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. Saturday, February 16th, Dance Workshop, Rodin in Movement. This is an adult class that starts at 10, and there is a class for teens. It starts at 2, again, a dance workshop, Rodin in Movement. March 3rd, Quartet for the End of Time. Members of the Charlotte Symphony perform the epic wartime Quartet for the End of Time. Endlessly deep and filled with haunting passages, the work has been recognized as one of the most important chamber music works of the 20th century. Let's take a look at a few of the music festivals coming up around the state. February 14th through the 16th, it's the Carolina Jazz Festival in Chapel Hill. The UNC Chapel Hill Festival includes public performances by touring bands, artists in residence, faculty and students, in addition to workshops and master classes for students. Festival sites, Memorial Hall, Keenan Music Building, and Moser Auditorium. February 22nd through the 24th, Bluegrass First Class. This is in Asheville. The hotel-based festival features a main stage, a showcase stage, rooms set aside for picking and jamming, and a kids' bluegrass workshop and performances for ages 6 and up. This is at the Crown Plaza Resort in Asheville. March 30th, Blue Brew and Q Festival, and this is in Keenansville. This is a day of family fun. It includes bluegrass music, a barbecue cook-off, vendors from Duplin County wineries and craft breweries, additional vendors, concessions, and more. It's in its third year in Duplin County at the Event Center. Some events in Cary coming up. These are at the Cary Arts Center, Friday, February 15th, Masters of Soul. This is a celebration of the legendary songs and performers that defined Motown and soul music. Saturday, February 16th, Bubble Trouble, presented by Jeff Boyer Productions. Jeff takes bubbles to the max in this one-man bubble extravaganza. All the fun starts at 3. Friday, March 8th, the Queen's Cartoonists. Come watch cartoons set to live music. The Queen's Cartoonists offers a tour de force of the swing eras, zaniest, and most creative music from the 1920s all the way to present day. Sunday, March 24th, the Triumph of Rapunzel and the Nanny Goat, presented by the Philharmonic Association of Chamber Ensembles. The performance is at 3. Then at Paige Walker Arts and History Center, February 17th, that's a Sunday, the Winter Concert Series with Brian Reagan. Sunday, March 17th, the Winter Concert Series is a St. Patrick's Day celebration with former WRAL-TV anchor Bill Leslie. All right, at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, March 2nd, Mike Ferris. It's in the quiet moments, sprinkled deftly throughout his new album, Silver and Stone, that Ferris reveals a previously hidden side of his singular instrument. His voice, widely known for its power and range, becomes a vessel for something more subtle but infinitely more rare and challenging to capture, the pure, authentic nature of returning to your roots. The show starts at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th at Garner Performing Arts Center, it's Duty. The hopes and dreams of 8 men from Garner community ended in Vietnam, but few people who lived through the era escaped untouched. 50 years later, the reminders of the conflict still engulf the community. Program opens Friday evening at 7:30, and Saturday's performance is at 2. In Apex at the Halley Cultural Arts Center, Saturday, February 16th, Jazz Live Concert Series at 7:30. Saturday, March 2nd, West Side Latin Side, Kenton and Bernstein on Fire. The Heart of Carolina Jazz Orchestra, directed by Greg Gelb, highlights the music of two music giants, Stan Kenton and Leonard Bernstein, and the influence and use of Latin-based rhythms in their work. It all starts at 7:30. Sunday, March 3rd at Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, Springtime Melodies, Classical Concert Series, Music for String Quartet and Clarinet, with musicians from the Triangle Chamber Music Collective. That performance starts at 3. And Saturday, March 23rd, Raleigh Little Theater to go. The performance troupe presents a fun and entertaining show, perfect for the whole family. Students in grades 5 through 8 rehearse for 10 weeks and then tour area venues with an amusing and engaging play. Past productions include Big Bad, A Mother Goose Comedy, and The Trial of Goldilocks. This is free, and the performance starts at 3 o'clock. Holly Springs Cultural Center, with programs starting at 7:30, unless noted. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, February 14, 15, and 16, it's Greater Tuna, presented by Stageworks Theater. What do Arles Struve, Thurston Wheelis, Aunt Pearl, Petey Fisk, Phineas Bly, and Reverend Spikes have in common, and this hilarious send-up of small-town morals and mores, they are all among the upstanding citizens of Tuna, Texas's third smallest town. The long-running off-Broadway hit features two actors creating the entire population of Tuna in a tour de force or tour de farce of quick change artistry, changing costumes, and changing characterizations. The curtain goes up at 7:30 each evening, and there is a matinee on Saturday at 2. Saturday, February 23rd at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Shades of Bublé, a three-man tribute to Michael Bublé, with three voices singing incredible songs like Feeling Good, Moon Dance, Come Fly With Me, Home, Everything, Fever, Save the Last Dance for Me, and many more. Shades of Bublé brings the swinging standards and pop hits of Michael Bublé to the stage in an unforgettable high-energy concert event, delivering a set list comprised only of songs recorded or performed live by Michael Bublé. Try to say that a lot, Bublé. Friday, March 1st, comedian Julie Scoggins. This performance features adult comedy and is recommended for the 18-plus crowd. A former trucker, pooper scooper, and charm school graduate from Charlotte, Julie has been touring as a full-time stand-up comedian for over 15 years. Saturday, March 2nd, Route 55 Jazz Band, Spring and Swing. Thursday, March 14th, it's Hotel California, a salute to the Eagles. With their extraordinary vocal and musical talent, Hotel California faithfully and accurately reproduced the sound of the Eagles while recreating a classic sound which transcends the boundaries of rock, R&B, and country. Thursday through Saturday, March 28th through the 30th, Stageworks Theater presents Death Trap. Seemingly comfortably ensconced in his charming Connecticut home, Sidney Brule, a successful writer of Broadway thrillers, is struggling to overcome a dry spell which has resulted in a string of failures and a shortage of funds. A possible break in his fortunes occurs when he receives a script from a student in the seminar he's been conducting at a nearby college, a thriller which Sidney recognizes immediately as a potential Broadway hit. Sidney's plan, which he devises with his wife's help, is to offer collaboration to the student, an idea which the younger man quickly accepts. Performances at 7:30 each evening and an afternoon performance on Saturday at 2 o'clock. All right, checking the Clayton Center, Thursday, February 21st through Saturday, February 23rd, the Diviners Clayton Youth Theater. In the fictional town of Zion, Indiana, during the Great Depression, a widowed farmer is raising his teenage son, Buddy, whose brain was damaged during a near drowning. Because of his experience, the boy is terrified of water, yet he has also developed a certain brand of giftedness. When C.C. Showers, a former preacher, comes to the farm seeking employment and food, a special and ultimately tragic bond develops between the two. Rated PG for mild language and tragedy, performances are at 7. Friday, March 22nd, the Clayton Center, James Judd with Jen Kober. Judd is a stand-up storyteller and radio personality from NPR's Snap Judgment, the legendary improv troupe. The groundlings, and the new faces of the Hollywood improv. Often compared to David Sedaris and Oscar Wilde, James weaves comic autobiographical tales that crowd the stage with hilarious characters and situations. James will be joined by Jen Kober, who brings crowds to their feet with her original blend of stand-up, storytelling, and improvised rock and roll comedy. And the three main amphitheaters in Raleigh, their lineups are starting to fill as spring draws ever closer. At Red Hat Amphitheater, Saturday, April 13th, it's Death Cab for Cutie. Saturday, April 27th, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. Saturday, May 4th, Grizz, U.S. Ride Waves Tour, Season 1. Thursday, May 16th, Greta Van Fleet, March of the Peaceful Army. Sunday, June 16th, John Bellion. Friday, June 21st, Vampire Weekend. And Friday, July 26th, Iration, Live from Paradise 2019 tour with special guests, Pepper Fortunate Youth and Catastro. That's all at Red Hat Amphitheater. Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary has also added a couple of shows. Saturday, April 6th, Beer and Bacon Festival. Saturday, April 13th, Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Saturday, May 4th, Tash Sultana with special guests the Pierce Brothers. Thursday, May 30th, Outlaws and Renegades Tour with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels Band, and special guest the Cadillac 3. Saturday, July 13th, Weird Al Yankovic, the Strings Attached Tour with the North Carolina Symphony. Sunday, July 21st, Sublime with Rome, Soja, and Common Kings. Then Saturday, September 14th at Cocobooth, Casey Musgraves, Oh What a World Tour 2. Then at Coastal Credit Union Park at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, we'll take a look at a couple of the newbies. Wednesday, June 5th, it's Florence and the Machine. Friday, July 19th, it's Tom Joyner. And that's about it. Now, of course, the Country Mega Ticket is still on sale for all of those performers who will be at Coastal Credit Music Park at Walnut Creek. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.